Friends, have you ever had God change something on you the last minute, give you something too good to pass up, so you had to wholly rewrite the beginning of your sermon? It happened to me this morning. The scene could not have been more Christmas. As I drove in this morning, I turned off of Cherry Hill into Brentwood here in the neighborhood, and just a couple of houses in, I saw a shape gracefully move in front of a yard. It was a young buck picking at the greens in one of our neighbor's yards. The wintry background with this striking figure mulling about was almost like a precursor to the upcoming holiday. "Santa's coming," it whispers. One of his reindeers have strayed and have come early. He's announcing the season is upon us and that soon we will be celebrating with family and friends, eating good food and with good company, watching little ones open presents that they pluck from underneath the tree that we for some reason have put in our house, seeing wonder in their eyes as every gift is an amazement for them. We wrap these things into our heart and we treasure them up. We know life is short and time is passing. Soon these little ones will not so eagerly wake on Christmas morn. This season, nostalgia fills our minds. For some of us, to joy. And for many of us, to sorrow. Because we remember those who we have lost and will not be with us this year. These scenes come so naturally to us, but they are not natural to the gospel. They are a figment of our imagination, created much out of our human culture and the fact that we live in the northern hemisphere, so Christmas for us is in the midst of winter. For our friends below the equator, they celebrate this season in the midst of summer. What represents Christmas for them? Shorts and beaches? What scene might stoke their imagination, and what visage of old Saint Nick do they hold? The reality is so much more beautiful than our nostalgia or our culture could ever conceive. We bury the truth beneath tinsel and colored paper covered boxes, but the truth cannot be so easily squelched. Oh, how joyfully, oh, how merrily Christmas comes with its gift of grace, the true gift of the season, that of God with us. In this season of Advent, we wait patiently, remembering God's promise to send a lion and a lamb. He will rule with power evermore, King of kings, Lord of lords. But he does not rule with a scepter in his hand, brutally crushing his enemies under his feet. No, instead, he comes meek and meager to a modest family in Bethlehem. He does not come riding on a great white stallion or even being pulled across the sky by a glorious sleigh. Instead, he comes in a manger where animals would have their meal. Snow was not gently falling quiet around his little head. There was likely screaming. If you've been to a childbirth, you know this firsthand. And dust was likely in abundance. So perfectly does this real scene represent our reality. Our hearts are hardly places of serenity with soft snowfall gently descending. Our hearts are dusty barns filled with the monotony and busyness of life. Our hearts are like a cradle waiting for a child. Our lives are but a waiting vessel hoping to be filled by something greater than us. We live life feeling like we belong to something more. Our lives are like a candle longing for a fire. And so the fire comes upon us in the presence of this humble king, given to us freely from our Creator above. When we realize this, we will sing with Mary, "My soul doth magnify the Lord. His grace is in me living. I will praise forevermore. I will serve him with thanksgiving." We will wonder at this glory that God constructed, this mystery, this majesty. We will glorify him forever because he saw fit to come down. O Jesus, sweet, O Jesus, mild. In him, God's love became a child. From heaven's glory, he came down and lay aside his starry crown. So now, how do we respond? In his day, great wise men gathered with gifts pure and bright, and we too must come with the gold of our lives. We must do more than be filled with nostalgia in this season. We must respond with more than a smile when we hear Christmas hymns sung over the PAs in our grocery stores. We must give our lives generously for him, a gift worthy of a king. We must empty ourselves of selfish desires and seek only to glorify him. Awestruck at this gift, I can't help but wonder, who have we told of the news of his birth this season? Who have we shared this true gift with? We are called to be his messengers. We are called to share God's love for us in Jesus Christ. Last week, I came across this image. I'll give you a second to let it sink in. It's funny, I know. Only for the nerds. For you choir members, it's two Ewoks and says, "Excuse me, sir, do you have time to talk about our Lord and Savior, C-3PO? But this little internet meme really heightens something for me, and that is that I know so many Christians who are so eager to share the glories of Star Wars The Last Jedi most recent trailer with anybody they come across, whether that person wants to hear it or not. I'm one of those fools. Are we willing to share and be that passionate about something that's much more important? We're passionate about so many things, but if we truly got the significance of Christmas, we would be compelled to share it with all who come across our path. We would shout it from the rooftops, "Jesus Christ has come." The beautiful, impossible of love's wondrous birth, the glorious, improbable of heaven come to earth, the mystery and the majesty of a miracle nativity, the beautiful, impossible Jesus is born.